the book Romans, part 1. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses, you are South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the book What is Your God's Name? It's also part of a study that we are currently busy with, which if you haven't started to follow it, you must sign up on the internet and follow it. If you want to know more about the book and its price, or have a question, or have something to share with me, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://jaffa.co.za. I'm just taking something away. Actually, wrongly, I've always announced the website number wrongly. If it's an international number, it's +27, and it doesn't start with an O. It just starts with 722-367-124. This is the first time that you are about to participate in this new study. You are so very, very welcome. I would like you to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the studies that we are currently busy with. And there's a few. Please send this, share this link with your friends and family, everybody that's important to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. For a couple of months, I'm going to announce the same announcement. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement, the Jehovah Witness, or the Seventh-day Adventists. Instead, we do not belong to any church, denomination, or organization in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group functioning throughout the world on the internet. We are merely using the ancient original Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860. This is one of the oldest and the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on. I just want to note, it is not the 1902 emphasis, the corrupted emphasis Bible, which was not written by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham. According to original ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahshua. Now when I say Yahshua, I will use my hand as brackets. This is a new study, so new people, I will put it in brackets, Yahshua, Jesus Christ. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. We refer to ourselves as Yahvists with a V, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16, in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, as the disciples of Yahshua did 2,000 years ago. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I just need to announce, make this announcement every week, every morning, for the new people that will start to participate in the studies, that they can understand that we do not associate ourselves with any church or denomination in the world. Instead, I was a pastor for many, many years. 29 years ago, I resigned the churches because when I preach or when I teach, when I write books, I will not use church dogma or teachings or theology. I trust this study today will be a blessing to you in the name of Yahshua. We will now start with the book Romans, chapter 1. I'm so glad that we can start with Romans 1. I want to let us pray together. Father Yahweh, this morning as students of the Word, we are coming together to study the Word. We are here because we have a desire to obtain more knowledge in Thy Word. Through the Ruach HaKodesh, will You open our minds so that Your power can flow in and through us. Reveal Your revelation Word, Your supernatural revelation Word unto us. In every study, every morning, let us be fed with the bread of life and the water which is the ever upspringing fountain of life in our lives. Make us a witness of this gospel of salvation, to preach the gospel and teach the gospel without any other reservation except what is written in Thy Word. Bless us. Anoint Your Word with the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, and make us acceptable for Your glory. We pray it in the name of Yahushua, the name above every other name. Every Yahweh says, Hallelujah! Hallelujah! What a wonderful opportunity for us to be part of the bride of Yahushua universally. Now it starts with Romans 1 verse 1. It says, Paul, which is Apostle Paul, a servant of Yahushua, hallelujah. Yahushua is Jesus Christ. We're going to start with it so that you can start to recognize the names. Yahushua. I would suggest if you are a first comer that you will also start with a study. What is your God's name? Start with part one in what is your God's name. And so you can walk hand in hand with this study. And you, even if you can put a bit more time into what is your God's name, so you can start to hear the pronunciation and the spelling and everything that's there. It will enrich your life more for you to understand as we continue in all the other studies. Apostle Paul, a servant of Yahushua, we today in 2026, we are also servants of Yahushua. We are not apostles because we cannot be apostles. I hear there's people that call themselves apostles in the world. You can't be an apostle, it's impossible. There is a qualification to be an apostle. The qualification since more than 2,000 years ago was that you had to see Yahushua with your eyes. If you haven't seen Yahushua with your eyes, you can't be an apostle. That's the qualification. Alright? So these guys that call themselves apostle so and apostle so, you're missing the bus. There's a new thing, there's a certain bishop called Abonado in South America somewhere, that makes, he calls himself Apostle Abonado, and he preaches on one of these spy channels, evangelical channels, and he has made a lot of people apostles in South Africa. Apostle Nicky van der Westhuizen, and Apostle As Boshoff, and Apostle Theo Wolmerans, an apostle, and then I took them on from this platform to say that they can't be apostles. They must just say to me when that they saw Yahushua alive. They didn't. And suddenly they don't call themselves apostles anymore. They just refer to themselves as pastors. And those that has a doctoral degree would refer to himself as a doctor. Apostle Paul, a servant of Yahushua, and this is what we want to be in this age. Now you will find that in the study of Romans, like in the study of Hebrews, if you have walked with me that path, you will find that in the study of Romans, I will sometimes stand still at a part of a verse and just continue it and continue it. Why? It is as the flow of the Ruach HaKodesh, as the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, will just take part of my soul's dimension, my brain, and it would just flood me with information. Most of the time I only have the verse in front of me, and the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh will be the water that will just give us the bread of life. You can't eat bread without water or something to drink. So when we are busy with the bread of life, we also need of the fountain of living waters, which is Yahushua, hallelujah. He's both. He's the bread of life and he's the fountain of living water. Apostle Paul, the servant of Yahushua, called to be an apostle. Now, the question is, was Apostle Paul part of the 12 of disciples of Yahushua who became apostles? No. No. Yeah, it was not. But by the time that Apostle Paul became an apostle, there was already 13 apostles. Did you know that? Why? Because Judas Iscariot, the one that sold Yaffa for 30 silver coins, after he died, he was replaced with Matthias. And Matthias was not the 12th apostle, he was the number 13. Because they were 12, and then he became number 13. And when apostle, when Saul became Apostle Paul, he was apostle number 14. So never let people tell you again that there was only 12 apostles. There were 14 apostles. So this church that calls himself the 12 apostles, you're missing out. You've missed out on truth. You better change your name to the 14 apostles. Now, how came that Apostle Paul became an apostle? Very easily. When he was on the road at Damascus, you must know that he was an attorney. He was a part of the Pharisees. He had a warrant of arrest for those, the Yafist, the bride of Yahushua, to arrest them and put them in jail. Though it was preaching against the 613 laws, the Torah of Moses. And he was on his way to Damascus when a light overshadowed him. A light overshadowed me. And he heard a voice that says, "Paul, Paul, why have thee following me?" It's not the right words, I'm just translating from Afrikaans quickly. And the Bible says that the voice spoke to him in a Hebrew voice. And he never said, "Who art thou, Jesus?" It's impossible. Because the letter J was never in the Hebrew or in the Greek alphabet unto 1524. Then only did the letter J originate. You can go and check it on the internet. AI, artificial intelligence, you can see it there. So, what was his name? His name was Yahushua. Go look and study what is your God's name. So he looked up and he saw Yahushua as if he was alive. And he fell to the ground. And he became blind. The moment that he seen Yahushua in a glorified body, he became blind. And he accepted Yahushua. And Yahushua called Saul to become Apostle Paul. The apostle for the Gentiles. Peter, yes, he preached quite a lot unto the Gentiles. So did Mark and John and Luke. But they were more called for to take the message of salvation unto the Hebrew people and the Jewish people. So Apostle Paul became a Saul. Let me just correct. Saul became an apostle because he's seen Yahshua with his eyes. So he says, Apostle Paul, a servant of Yahshua, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of Yahshua, which is to be sent unto the Gentiles. Look at my fingers, I'm showing you brackets. Separated unto the gospel, unto the Gentile nations. And even today, 2026, the gospels or the messages and the books of Apostle Paul is all unto the Gentiles to have them saved. I don't say we must reject Matthew, Mark, Luke, John and all the others. No. But Apostle Paul was separated for the Gentiles. So time is caught up with us until tomorrow morning if his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.